हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। The reality is formless, attributeless, abstract, subtlest, therefore is all pervasive. And being all pervasive and being limitless in its nature is implied by the term Atma or Brahma. And this absolute reality is Nirgunam Brahma. Kimartam Nirgunam Brahma ityuchyate? Why it is said to be Nirgunam Brahma? Because of its nature of attributelessness. Nirgunatvat Nirgunam Brahma. And that Nirgunam Brahma is abstract reality. The same Nirgunam Brahma, when looked at as the one endowed with the power, unmanifested power, undifferentiated power, inseparable power, called Maya, is given the Ishvara status as Antaryamishvaraha. When Nirgunam Brahma is given the Ishvara status as Antaryamishvaraha, then same Nirgunam Brahma is looked upon as Sagunam Brahma. So Ishvaraha is also said to be Sagunam Brahma. So Sagunaha Ishvaraha or Sagunam Brahma is Ishvara. So Nirgunam Brahma is not Sagunam Brahma. But Sagunam Brahma, Ishvaraha is nothing but Nirgunam Brahma. The attributeless reality is not the one with the attributes, but the one which is looked upon as the one with the attributes is nothing but attributeless Brahma. Nirgunam Brahma is not Sagunam Brahma, but Sagunam Brahma is Nirgunam Brahma. Brahman is not Ishvara, but Ishvara is Brahma. And here, this Antaryamishvaraha is nothing but Brahma, the same abstract, formless, attributeless reality with the inseparable, unmanifested, undifferentiated power. Is Antaryamishvara. Because his power does not exist outside of the reality, independent of the reality, away from the reality. This power has no independent existence of its own outside of its source. Therefore, the power itself is said to be mithya. The source of the power, reality alone, is said to be satyam. So this reality, Satyam, the reality, is endowed with a mithya power. Means what? Which doesn't exist outside of Ishvara, Bhagavan, outside of Brahma. Because of inseparability alone, Ishvara is said to be Antaryamishvaraha. Okay. Now, from this Antaryamishvara alone, we say this unmanifested power becomes manifested, thereby undifferentiated, becomes differentiated. What remains undifferentiated? The forms remain undifferentiated. Even the one power remains, three powers remain undifferentiated as one power. Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Dravya Shakti. The power of knowledge, the power of activity, and the power of inertia, three powers remain undifferentiated as one power. Thereby, all the forms of countless number of species with their countless number of names and the functions associated with those forms remain undifferentiated. Therefore, the forms, names and functions, the three powers, when they remain undifferentiated as one power, it's called Maya. Avyakta Shakti, Avyakrita Shakti is Maya. And its Avyakta, Avyakrita Shakti doesn't exist outside of its source, the reality. Therefore, Antaryameshwaraha is Sagunam Brahma, in whom the whole Jagat, including time and space, countless number of forms, names and functions remain unmanifested, undifferentiated as Maya, inseparable from Ishvara. From there, the manifestation happens. When the power becomes manifested, how there is knowledge of self-existence, the knowledge of the existence of the world, that is how all the subtle aspects, when I say, we understand the individual subtle body. Individual subtle body is nothing but all subtle aspects put together. We can say karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, pancha pranaha, antahkaranam, manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha. All the subtle aspects form the subtle body of the individual. So, individual pranas are pancha pranaha, and the totality of the pranas of all the living beings are the pranas up in the external world. You can understand. There is samashti pranaha. So, vyashti pranaha. To understand what is samashtihi, the totality of the individual pranas is what samashti pranaha. Samashti pranaha is Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, Hiranyagarbha. Samashti pranaha is Hiranyagarbha. Similarly, Vyashti Indriyam, an individual subtle power, is called Indriyam. Now we have five subtle individual powers of knowledge, powers which serve as instruments of knowledge. We have five individual subtle powers which serve as powers of organs of actions. So, the jnana indriyani, karma indriyani, every subtle power obtaining in an individual is called indriyam. So, vyashti shaktihi is called indriyam. Seeing power of an individual is indriyam, and the totality of seeing powers is called devata. Samashti Shaktihi is Devata, Vyashti Shaktihi is Indriyam. An individual power, each and every individual, the power is called Indriyam, and the corresponding total power is called Devata. So Devata is nothing but the presiding deity, The Adhishthana Devata, presiding deity, is nothing but totality of each and every power, every indriyam. Now, Chakshuhu is indriyam and totality, all seeing power obtaining in all the beings is what? Devata. And the Devata's name is Suryaha. Aryaman, Suryaha. Similarly, each and every power, individual power is called, individual power is Indriyam, total power is Devata. Now, you know, Indriyam, Vyashti Shakti. Samashti Shakti is Devata. Now, what is Ishvara? The totality of Devatas is Ishvaraha. Understand? Totality of Devatas is Ishvara. Totality of Indriyani is Devata. And how many Devatas are there? The total seeing power forms one Devata. Totality of hearing power is one Devata. Totality of power of, you know, every power. Now, for 10 powers, we have Karma Indriyani Pancha, Jnani Indriyani Pancha, and their corresponding Devatas. Therefore, we have 10 Devatas. 10 Devatas. And these all the Devatas together constitute Ishvaraha. And who is here? Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. Second mean. And the third one, I tell you, mind. Antahkaranam. Antahkaranam. Vyashti ahankaraha samashti aham. Vyashti manaha samashti manaha. Individual mind and total mind. Totality of the minds. Individual intellect, totality of intellects. Samashti manamsi, samashti buddhihi, samashti aham. And you can say what? Samashti chittam. You can say, we take the whole antakram as one word, mana, buddhihi or manaha. So samashti manaha, samashti buddhihi is also, we say, Hiranyagarbha. So samashti buddhihi, so totality of subtle aspects, subtle bodies is what? Hiranyagarbha. Which means Hiranyagarbha, all these body, minds and scum, all these subtle aspects, all of them are inert material aspects. Antahkaranam, having four functional names as manaha, buddhihi, chitta, mahankaraha, karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, pancha pranaha, all these aspects, 19 aspects, are inert subtle material products. Similarly, corresponding Suksha Prapancha also is subtle material products only. But still, this subtle universe, subtle manifestation is not looked upon as inert matter, because the subtle universe consisting of totality of subtle bodies is not, doesn't have independent existence of its own. It enjoys existence only in the manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, this doesn't have existence outside of knowledge. Therefore, the whole subtle manifestation is looked upon as Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. So the manifestation of knowledge and the entirety subtle universe, which enjoys existence in the manifestation of knowledge, which becomes conscious and sentient because of the manifestation of knowledge, which becomes functional as subtle universe, and the subtle universe alone contributes for the manifestation of existence of creation of the gross universe. So Antaryamishwaraha, the source of the origination, creation, does not create the universe. So the same Ishvara becomes Hiranyagarbheshwara with his power manifested in subtle aspects. Thereby, as Hiranyagarbheshwara then brings the gross universe. So through the sense powers, as in external world becomes illumined, as an external world, gross universe becomes manifested. Therefore, without the manifestation of subtle universe, manifestation of Hiranyagarbheshwara, the whole subtle manifestation is looked upon as Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha. Without Hiranyagarbha, there cannot be the creation of gross universe. And the gross universe also doesn't exist independently outside of the conscious being. That is why gross universe also is looked upon as Ishvara, then Virat Ishvaraha. So who is Virat? Virat is also Brahma. Hiranyagarbha is also Brahma. Antaryamishvara also Brahma. But Brahman is none of the three. So this Jagat is Mithya, Maya is Mithya, then Maya manifested. Maya Karyam Suksha Prapanchaha is Mithya, Maya Karyam Sthula Prapanchaha is Mithya, and even Ishvara's status attributed to Brahman is also Mithya. But Ishvara is not Mithya. The status is Mithya. Why? Ishvara is Sakshat, the truth, Brahma. First, there's no Ishvara other than the truth. The only Ishvara status is Mithya. But the truth is Satyam. This has to become very clear for us. Now, in this following verse, we are going to see again, how Hiranyagarbha is presented here. This Hiranyagarbha is so Antaryamishwaraha Saguna Ishwaraha Sagunam Brahma. Hiranyagarbha is also Saguna Ishwaraha. Of course, all Ishwaraha, once you hear the word Ishwaraha, Sagunam Brahma. Because Maya comes into the picture. Okay, let us see the mantra here. In this a seventh mantra, Hiranyagarbha is discussed in the word used to discuss Hiranyagarbha is in feminine gender. It's a feminine gender word. Let us see here. Kincha. So Shankaracharya introduces this mantra. Moreover, that Hiranyagarbha, which means we do not see the universe, we only see Ishvara here. Subtle, what is subtle universe? This is subtle universe, there is only Hiranyagarbha Ishvara. Bhagavan is there. It is Ishvara alone is in the form of essence in every one of us. Ishvara alone is in the form of our intellect, in the form of mind, in the form of memory. Ishvara is there as the Swarupam of I. Ishvara obtains Swarupam of I alone is there as I. Aham Chitta Manaha Buddhihi Ahankaraha the Pranaha Indriyani. Ishvara is there as every power, each and every power. Ishvara is not the power, but there cannot be power without Ishvara. The seeing power is Ishvara, hearing power is Ishvara, power of smelling Ishvara, power of taste is Ishvara, everything is Ishvara. Okay, with this understanding, let us see the next verse, my next mantra. Ya pranena sambhavatyaditir devatamai. Ya pranena sambhavatyaditir devatamai. Yaprana sambhavatyaditirdevatamai guham pravishyatishtantim yabhutebhr vyajayat guham pravishyatishtantim yabhutebhr vyajayat. ஏதத்வைதத். So here, instead of Yaha Hiranyagarbha, that Hiranyagarbha who, the word relative pronoun used is in, is a feminine relative pronoun. Ya, not Yaha. Why Ya it is used here? Because the words here used, I mentioned in this mantra, to explain Hiranyagarbha, to reveal Hiranyagarbha, or feminine gender words. Okay. Now, Ya Pranena Sambhavati. Ya Pranena Sambhavati. That is Yan Sandhi. Adithihi Devatamai. Adithihi is name of Hiranyagarbha. Devatamayi is also another word mentioning Hiranyagarbha. Both these words are feminine gender words. See, that's why we have to understand Ishwaraha is a masculine gender word. But Ishvara is neither male nor female. Ishvara is not anything but the male, female, everything is Ishvara for us. Ishvara has no gender. The word Ishvara is a masculine gender word. Bhagavan is a masculine gender word. Atma is a masculine gender word. Brahman is a neutral gender word. Brahma is a masculine gender word. But still, Ishvara doesn't have gender. Bhagavan doesn't have gender. The word is a masculine gender word. Bhagavan is neither male nor female, but everything is Bhagavan here. Therefore, Upanishad is very flexible in using a feminine gender word. Instead of saying Hiranyagarbha Brahma, here the word used is Adithihi. Adithihi Ya Adithihi Sambhavati. Ya which Adithihi? Ya Devatamayi Adithihi Sambhavati. Sambhavati means what? Comes into existence. Bhavati means happens. Sambhavati means sambhavittal, coming into existence, becoming manifested. So, how does this Adithihi Devatamayi, Devatamayi Adithi Sambhavati, Pranena. Pranena means Prana Rupena. So that Aditi, who is Devatamayi, comes into existence. We want, no, manifest. Coming into existence, we are becoming manifested. Becomes manifested or is born in the form of prana. And here the word pranaha here again means samashti pranaha. Samashti pranaha means what? Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. So ya adithihi devatamayi adithihi pranena sambhavati. That adithi devatamayi manifests here, is born in the form of samashti pranaha hiranyagarbha. Pranena sambhavati. Okay. And who is Adithihi Hiranyagarbha? One and the same only. Why Hiranyagarbha is said to be are mentioned by this word Adithihi? Adithihi is a stilinga shabda. And here in we also come across the word Dithihi. And Dithi is said to be the mother of demons in the Puranas. There are all the demons are known as Daityaha. Ditehe apatyampaman Daityaha. Now, Adithihi, these children of Adithi are known as ఆదిత్యాహ. ఆదిత్యాహ ఆర్ దేవస్. ఈవెన్ సూర్య భగవాన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఆదిత్య. సన్ ఆఫ్ దితి ఈజ్ అదితి ఈజ్ ఆదిత్య. అదితేహే అపత్యం పుమాన్, అదితేహే పుత్ర ఆదిత్య. ఎనివే, సో అదితి ఈజ్ అ మదర్, మదర్ ఆఫ్ దేవాస్. దితి ఈజ్ మదర్ ఆఫ్ డీమన్స్. ఎనివే, సో దట్ ఈస్ అ డిఫరెంట్ స్టోరీ. దట్ ఇస్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హియర్ వై హియర్ హిరణ్యగర్భ హింసెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ మెంట్ బై ద వర్డ్ ఆర్ మెన్షన్ యాజ్ అదితి, బికాస్ విల్ సీ దట్ లేటర్. దేవతామయి. సో ఎస్టే వి సా ద వర్డ్ మధ్వదహ అత్తి ఇది అధహ. ఈ అత్తి సెకండ్ కాంజుగేషన్ వర్బ్. అత్తి మీన్స్ ఈట్స్, డివర్స్ కన్స్యూమ్స్, టేక్స్ ఇన్. సో అధహ మీన్స్ ఈటర్. సిమిలర్లీ అదితి ఆల్సో హియర్ మీన్స్ ఈటర్, ఎంజాయర్, పర్సీవర్. వన్ హూ టేక్స్ ఇన్ ఇస్ అదితి. అత్తి ఇది అదితి. బట్ వాట్ డస్ షీ, వాట్ డస్ షీ పర్సీవ్ హియర్? ది పర్సీవర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ పర్సెప్షన్, ది ఎంజాయర్ ఆఫ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. బికాజ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అదితి. హూ ఇస్ ఎంజాయర్ హియర్? హిరణ్య గర్భ అలోన్ ఈస్ దేర్ యాజ్ ది ఎంజాయర్. ఎంజాయర్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఇస్ నాట్ ది ఎంజాయర్, బట్ వన్ హూ ఇస్ దేర్ యాజ్ ది ఎంజాయర్, వన్ హూ ఎంజాయ్స్ ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ది నోవర్, ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్, ఎంజాయర్, హ్యావింగ్ ఐడెంటిటీ విత్ ద మైండ్ ఈజ్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ హిరణ్య గర్భ. హూ ఇస్ హిరణ్య గర్భ? ఈశ్వర. అనదర్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ ఈశ్వర. వెన్ ఈజ్ ఈశ్వర గివన్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ హిరణ్య గర్భ? వెన్ దిస్ ద ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ అంతఃకరణం, ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ విత్ ది అంతఃకరణం, అండ్ ఎంజాయింగ్ ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ది నోవర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ ఎంజాయర్ ఈస్ హిరణ్య గర్భ. సో అదితి మీన్స్ వాట్? హిరణ్య గర్భ అలోన్ హ్యావింగ్ బీయింగ్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ ది అంతఃకరణం, ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ విత్ ది అంతఃకరణం, ఎంజాయింగ్ ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్, హ్యావింగ్ ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ఎంజాయర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఈ సెట్ బి అదితి. అండ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్ దేవతామయి. ఐ ఆల్రెడీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దిస్ దేవతామయి మీన్స్ దిస్ అదితి. హిరణ్య గర్భ హూ ఇస్ హియర్ అండ్ అదితి ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఎంజాయర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ హూ ఇస్ దేర్ యాజ్ ది ఎంజాయర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ హూ హ్యాస్ స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ఎంజాయర్ ఆఫ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఈస్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ ది హూ అలోన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది దేవతాస్. హిరణ్య గర్భ ఇస్ నాట్ అ దేవత, బట్ ఎవ్రీ దేవత ఈజ్ హిరణ్య గర్భ. వై? నో ఇండివిజువల్ పవర్ కెన్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇండిపెండెంట్లీ. ఇండివిజువల్ పవర్ ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ నో పవర్ కెన్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇండిపెండెంట్లీ. ఈవెన్ ఫార్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ పవర్ ఇస్ డిపెండెంట్ ఆన్ ఇట్స్ స్వరూపం ఈశ్వర. అండ్ టు బికమ్ కాన్షియస్, టు బికమ్ సెన్షియంట్, టు బికమ్ ఫంక్షనల్, టు బికమ్ ఫంక్షనల్ అండ్ టు బి కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ ఫంక్షనింగ్, టు బి కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇల్యూమినేటర్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ రెస్పెక్టివ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, ద పవర్ ఈస్ ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ పవర్ ఇస్ డిపెండెంట్ ఆన్ ఈశ్వర. సో ఆల్సో ది దేవతాస్. Samashti is in them, Samashti is Devata. So what about the Devatas? All the Devatas, first of all, are dependent on Ishvara for their very existence, to become conscious, to become sentient, to become functional, and to have the status of being the devatas. The very word devata means illuminator. That which shines is devata. That which shines and the way that which illumines is called devata. Anyway, so devata is a title attributed to the totality of each power. Where all the devatas together constitute Ishvara. All the individual powers, each and every, the totality of individual power is devata. All the devatas together constitute Ishvara. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is none other than the one who is in the of all the devatas. Therefore, he is called Devatamayi. Adithihi Devatamayi. Here is born in the form of Samashti Pranaha. So Samashti Prana is also Hiranyagarbha. All the devatas are also Hiranyagarbha. And all the powers and the enjoyer of all the objects also is Hiranyagarbha. All the powers also are Hiranyagarbha. Okay, now fourth, you have to understand. All the pranas, Samashti Pranaha is Hiranyagarbha. All the powers are Hiranyagarbha. The totality of devatas is Hiranyagarbha. And the enjoyer, experiencer of external objects, the creator of external objects is also Hiranyagarbha. This is what is said in this first line. Ya pranena, ya devatamayi adithihi pranena sambhavati. How? Bhutebihi ajayata. Ya bhutebihi ajayata. And the same adithihi, who is adithi? The enjoyer, experiencer of external world of objects through sense organs, that adithi, who is in the form of all the devatas, another than the totality of devatas, here, vyajayata. So, vyajayata, sambhavati means the same. Okay? Vyajayata means jayate, comes into manifestation with what? Bhutebihi. Again, you know, yesterday we explained this word. Bhutebihi is a chandasa prayogaha. And what is conventional usage? Bhutaihi. Bhutaihi, he does not mean elements. But bhutaihi here means the sense organs and the body. You can say body, mind, sense complex. Who has become manifested along with the body, mind, sense complex. Okay. Actually, you have to bhutebihi. See, Hiranyagarbha does not include the physical body, but still, because of Hiranyagarbha, only the physical body, physical world can come into existence. Therefore, we say manifested. Bhutebihi vyajayata. Pranas and sensors. Same thing. Now, that Hiranyagarbha, who alone is there as the enjoyer experience of all the objects, therefore known as Adithihi. That Hiranyagarbha, who is nothing but none other than who is name of all the devatas, therefore known as Devatamayi. That Hiranyagarbha, who is born in the form of the Samashti Prana, and who is born along with, who's born with sense organs and body, that Hiranyagarbha. Now, Guham Pravishya Tishtanti. See, Adithihi Tishtati. Tishtanti Asti. Adithihi remains in the Hridayakasha. in the antahkaranam. Again, the word, I have to explain this again. Guha. Guham pravisha. Having entered into the cave, which is nothing but the antahkaranam, as the very truth of I, and remaining there, guham pravisha tishtanti asti. Yesterday I told you, everywhere, all pervasively, Ishvara is there. Means everywhere, all pervasively, reality is, Atma is. But here remains, why do you say? Because it remains having as though entered into the cave of mind, it is there, it remains being available for recognition. Therefore, ya adithihi devatamayi pranena sambhavati, ya adithihi devatamayi guham pravishya tishtanti, tishtanti asti, ya bhutebihi ajayata, vyajayata. So, guham pravishya tishtantim tam. Now we have to supply the words. The words are not there. The mantra does not present the complete sentence. Because relative pronoun is there. We have to use sa or tam to make it complete. Tam yaha veda. The one who discovers, knows, clearly, distinctly knows. The one who distinctly knows that swarupam, the swarupam of Hiranyagarbha, swarupam of Ishvara, obtaining as the swarupam of the jiva. The one who discovers, distinguishes the knower from the known, thereby one who discovers the swarupam of Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha, as the swarupam of the enjoyer experiencer, as the truth of I, that person discovers the truth, absolute reality, Brahma. So what does the mantra say? The swarupam of the enjoyer, the swarupam arrived as the truth arrived as the essential nature of the enjoyer, knower, I, the individual, is nothing but the same swarupam of Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbheshwara. One who discovers the truth, the one and the same truth of Ishvara as the truth of the individual, has discovered the truth, absolute reality, Brahma. This has to be supplied to make this mantra complete. So ya devata, ya adithihi devatamayi pranena sambhavati, ya bhutebihi vyajayata, ya guham pravishya tishtanti asti, yaha tam veda saha brahma veda. Etadvaitat, and this, the truth, reality, the essential nature, the swarupam, obtaining as the nearest self, the content of I is, I the experiencer is, the very content of Ishvara, the very swarupam of Ishvara. Tad. Etadvai tad. So etad stands for I, tad stands for Ishvara. The swarupam of this jiva is the swarupam of that Ishvara, which means jiva and Ishvara are one and the same from the standpoint of the essential nature, from the standpoint of the truth, without which there can't be Ishvara, without which there can't be jiva. This is the mantra here. So let us understand here now. So samashti prapanchaha, please understand. The samashti, so individual sukshma shariram or samashti sukshma prapanchaha. The entity, the subtle manifestation, subtle universe or the subtle body is nothing but the elemental product. Therefore, it is of the nature of inertness. It has no sentience of its own. It has no consciousness of its own. It is of the nature of inertness. But now, what is our experience? What is our anubhava? All subtle aspects are conscious, sentient, functional, and are capable of illumining the gross universe. So the mind now there is antakaranam, enjoys the status of being the experiencer of the world. How? Because of the manifestation of consciousness. Therefore, enjoyment of existence is because of the manifestation of consciousness. And becoming sentient, becoming conscious is because of the manifestation of the truth. And now, it's capable of functioning also because of the manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of the knowledge. Therefore, the universe has no independent existence at all outside of Ishvara. We have to say what? The whole material subtle universe is nothing but Ishvara, conscious being, macrocosmic being. Ishvara. Then what is the name given to that Ishvara? One who is in the home subtle universe. One who is in the home of subtle universe is Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. He is Samashti Pranaha. He is Adithihi. He is Devatamayi. He is known as Devatamayi. Adithihi is Hiranyagarbha. Devatamayi is Hiranyagarbha. Samashti Pranaha is Hiranyagarbha. If that Adithi alone is here, is born with the body and sense organs, and she alone remains in the cave of mind, having as though entered, being available for recognition. Let us see the Bhashyam now. Ya sarvadevatamayi. So Shankaracharya writes the commentary. Sarvadevatatmika, devatamayi, devatatmika. Means the same. See, devatatmakaha Hiranyagarbha. Sarvadevatatmakaha Hiranyagarbha. Sarvadevatatmika adithihi. Only gender difference. There's no difference in the meaning. Devatatmakaha devatatmika. Devatatmika means what? One who is in the form of all the devatas is sarvadevatatmika adithihi. Sarvadevatatmakaha Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is the one who is in the home of all the devatas. You have to understand very clearly, light has nothing to do with the opaque thing. Light does not create any opaque thing. Light is completely different from the opaque thing. Light is different. That has nothing to do with the opaque thing. But, so light is not the opaque thing. But the opaque thing, you have to say, is nothing but light. How can we say that? Because opaque thing cannot have the status of being existent at all without the light. Outside of the light. Wherever, whenever, however, any opaque thing enjoys the status of being existent. It shines because there is light. Opaque thing reflects the light, thereby it shines. Because it shines, therefore it has the status of being existent. Therefore, existence of opaque thing presupposes the existence of the light. Therefore, opaque thing has no independent existence at all outside of the light, even though light has nothing to do with the opaque thing. We have to say light is distinct from the opaque thing, though not distant from it. So light is not the opaque, but the opaque thing is nothing but the light. Because it shines only in the presence of the light. Otherwise, it will be non-existent. It will lose its status of being existent, even relatively. Similarly, here, this consciousness is not anything material. Consciousness is not the mind. Consciousness is not the sense organs, not the physiological functions, not the pranas, nothing. But everything is, we say, consciousness is not a subtle matter. But still we say, the mind is consciousness. The consciousness associated with the subtle matter is what? Subtle material products is said to be the manifested consciousness. It is like saying the light without the opaque thing is what? Pure light. The light in the presence of the opaque thing is what? Reflected light. Is there something called reflected light? No. There's neither pure light nor reflected light. There's only light. But we add these two adjectives, pure and reflected, to the light. Two adjectives, reflected or pure. These two words are added to the word light from the standpoint of the opaque things. If the opaque thing is not there, light alone is, light is pure light. In the presence of the opaque thing, light is said to be reflected light. Similarly here, the consciousness is neither manifested consciousness nor pure consciousness. Just the consciousness is, it's an abstract formless reality which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness, is there always. If it is not associated with the subtle material products, it is pure consciousness. It is associated with the material products, it's called manifested consciousness. Understand now? Therefore, when you looked at it as manifested consciousness, then the title given is what? Ishvara. Why? It just by its mere presence, it brings the inert, insentient material forms, names and functions into existence. Illimits. Similarly, here we have to understand the mind, sense powers, pranas, everything is Ishvara, because they will not have a status of being existent, nor can they become conscious and sentient, nor can they become function. They cannot have the glory of being illuminated, etc., without the blessing of Ishvara. That's why we say the samashti hiranyagarbha, samashti suksha prapanchaha is nothing but hiranyagarbha's rupam. Ishwaramani. Okay. So sarva devatatmika, sarva devatamayi, sarva devatatmika, one who is this now, the enjoyer of sense objects, who is in the form of all the devatas. Na pranena. Pranena means what? பிராணரூபேன. ஹூ இஸ் பிராணா ஹியர்? சமஷ்டி பிராணா. ஹூ இஸ் சமஷ்டி பிராணா? ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பரூபேன பரஸ்மாத் பிரம்மணா சம்பவதி. சி பரஸ்மாத் பிரம்மணா ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் அந்தர்யாமீஸ்வராத். பரஸ்மாத் பிரம்மணா இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு அந்தர்யாமி. அந்தர்யாமீஸ்வராத் from Ishvara, in whom the power remains unmanifest, undifferentiated, from that Ishvara only, Sagunam Brahma only, Sambhavati. Who Sambhavati here? Adithihi. Sarvadevatami Adithihi is born, comes into existence in the form of Hiranyagarbha. Okay, next word. Shabdadinam adanat adithihi. And the same Hiranyagarbha is said to be here adithihi. Why? Because shabdani, shabdadinam adanat. Because of enjoyment. Because of eating. Adanam means eating. Please, literally what it means, adanam means khadanam, eating. At is the root, atti is the verb, adanam, eating. Eating means what? Consuming. Consuming means what here? Perceiving. Perceiving means what? Taking in. Therefore, adanam. Shabdadinam adanat. The rest is again due to adanam, adanat panchami vibhakti. Due to adanam should be taken as here enjoyment, experience. Due to the experience of objects such as sound, etc. Due to the enjoyment of objects such as sound, etc. Here Hiranyagarbha. Otherwise said to be adithihi in feminine gender, in feminine, with the feminine name. Okay, adithihi. Tam adithim. So that adithim. Okay, whoever knows. How does one know that Aditi? How does one know Hiranyagarbha? Purvavatu. As said before in the previous mantra also, Guham Pravishya Tishthantim. This Adithihi, this Hiranyagarbha, who is in the form of all the devatas, therefore said to be Sarva Devatamayi, Sarva Devatatmik, Devatatmaka. And who is Adithihi? Guham Pravishya Tishthanti. Adithi, who as though entered into the cave of mind, who is remaining there, who is available for recognition, her. Tam Guham Pravishya Tishthantim Adithim. Tameva Vishinashti. See, Vishinashti means distinguishes. Upanishad Vishinashti actual meaning is distinguishes. I prefer the verb distinguishes than describes, okay? Vishinashti, because Shinashti means distinguishes. And V is the prefix. Sish is the root. Sish is the root. Shinashti means distinguishes. With the prefix V also it means the same. Vishinashti distinguishes. Upanishad makes that reality here available for recognition in this cave of mind. Being identified, which remains identified with the mind, distinguishes. See, just the light and the opaque are not separable. There's no physical distance between light and the opaque. Similarly, there's no physical distance between the awareness, the knowledge, the reality, and the inert material mind. There's no distance between consciousness and mind. But still, just as light is distinct from the opaque, here consciousness is distinct from the mind, distinct from the antahkaranam, guha, antahkarana guha. So here, Upanishad here, tameva vishinashti. Upanishad distinguishes, makes it distinct for our understanding that adithihi, the one who remains as the enjoyer, experiencer of objects, is none other than the pure, formless, abstract reality, now enjoying the status of being Ishvara. Tam Vishinashti. And that pure consciousness, which is pure knowledge, which is distinct from the Antahkaranam, which is distinct from the Samashti Devatas, alone here, is when he's available for recognition as the experiencer. How is this Bhutebihi? Bhutebihi is Chandasa Prayogaha. How is it available for recognition? Not as pure consciousness. Pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure knowledge, without any body mind's complex, without its manifestation, cannot be recognized. Pure consciousness is never available for recognition, non-recognizable. How do you recognize? It can be recognized only when there is manifestation of consciousness. Manifestation is possible only when there's manifesting media. And here Antahkaranam is the manifesting medium. Therefore, in the one's own Antahkaranam, as one's own Swarupam, as the very truth of I, the experiencer, reality is available for recognition. And that same reality now enjoys the status of being Hiranyagarbheshwara. Okay. Now, yeah, Bhutebihi means Chandasa Prayogaha. In conventional language, Bhutaihi. Bhutaihi. Bhutaihi Samanvita Vyajayata. So he is here born, manifested as Hiranyagarbha, along with the sense organs and body. Utpanna, Vyajayata is equal to Utpanna. Ityetat. Okay. Very nice. So you have to understand Samashti only from the standpoint of the Vyashti. We can never go and see the Samashti through our physical eyes. We can never comprehend the Samashti through our intellect, our mind. Our mind is part of the Samashti. Our sense powers are part of the Samashti. How can through the Vyashti, which form part of the Samashti, Samashti can be comprehended? Ishvara himself cannot be comprehended. Ishvara is never, that's why we can never, it's always said prevalent in the Puranas. They try to see the head and feet of Lord. All the Devatas tried their best, they couldn't. They fail in their efforts. Because Vyashti can using the vyashti, we can never comprehend the samashti. So we have to understand samashti in the standpoint of vyashti only. That is why to worship that samashti Ishvara, worship, invoke the grace of Bhagavan, we always have murti, symbols. That's why this concept of worshipping the murtis is highly meaningful. People don't understand this. They may say it's all superstitious beliefs. People worship too many forms, etc. We are not worshipping idols. We are not. For us, there's no idol. For us, a murti. Murti is more expressive word than an English word idol. Because murti means for us, it's a form of a being. A being is Ishvara, the conscious being. There's nothing inert here. The whole Jagat is macrocosmic being, Perumal. Every individual being is a microcosmic being. And a non-living thing also is conscious Ishvara for us. Why? Because in non-living, the non-living thing also shines only in the light of knowledge. And there again, the knowledge is there in non-recognizably, Ishvara is there in non-living things. In all the living beings, Ishvara is there recognizably. It's the only difference. I told you many times before, that is why a Navratri time, Golu for us is a miniature universe. The whole Golu, all the dolls, miniature universe. So any one form becomes a symbol for Bhagavan the whole. Okay, let us go to the next mantra now. Even though the topic of Hiranyagarbha is not yet over, still Upanishad wants us to understand the manifestation of gross universe, which means the gross universe becoming manifested is what gross universe being created. Manifestation of gross universe is creation of the gross universe. We know very well there's no such a thing called creation. Manifestation alone is looked upon as, understood as creation. There's no creation actually. So the gross elements and the gross elemental forms, names and functions, all this gross universe also, the entity of the gross universe, including one's gross physical body, remains unmanifested, undifferent. Which means it is not available for perception. When the world is not perceived, it is unmanifested. When the world is perceived, it is manifested. A perceived world is a known world. Known world is manifested. Illumined world. Illumined world is manifested. So for the gross forms, names and functions, obtaining in five different forms as five different objects, perceptible through five different sense organs, is dependent on what? This world is dependent on sense subtle aspects. So that's why Hiranyagarbha is said to be first born. Later born is what? Virat. And who was there already? Antaryamishwara was there already, always there. Who is Antaryamishwara? Antaryamishwara is another than Brahma. Brahma with the Shakti. Shaktimat Brahma is Antaryamishwara. Then from there, first born is the first manifestation, subtle manifestation is Hiranyagarbha. Then later on, the gross manifestation is Virat. Now we are going to understand Virat. Virat is also another name attributed to Ishvara. When Ishvara is looked upon as the one in the form of gross universe. The whole gross manifestation looked upon as Ishvara means Virat. So who is Virat? Virat also is nothing but none other than the very reality, abstract, formless, subtlest reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, is Swarupam of Virat. And the Virat name is given only when the conscious, that reality, associated with the gross universe, identified with the gross body, mind and scope, gross body, is said to be Virat. Okay. Kincha. Here, Virat is not directly discussed. Who is Virat? You have to say, you have to see your own physical body as Virat Ishwara. Virat is not your physical body, but your physical body is Virat. Everything that you perceive is Virat. That's why we have many beautiful songs written by Bharatiyar, Kakechri Nandalala, everything. Everything is Ishwara here. All the colors you see are Virat. The light you see is Virat. The light perceived through seeing power is Virat. The sounds, varieties of sounds perceived through hearing power are Virat. The smells you perceived through nose, Granendram are nothing but Virat. All the tastes are Virat. All the external objects perceptible through, perceived through sense organs are nothing but Virat. There's nothing which is not Virat here. The living beings, non-living things, mobile beings, immobile beings, everything is Virat. All the functions that are happening in them are Virat. Sorry, Hiranyagarbha. Ishwara only. The order involved them is Ishwara. The knowledge back in the order is Ishwara. All subtle organs are Ishwara. Everything is Ishwara and Ishwara is Brahma. So what about here Virat? So it is very difficult for us to say. You have to include time and space and all the gross forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space, which constitute the whole Jagat. Vishwam is Virat. Vishwam is another name for Virat. So Purusha Suktam describes Virat. Vishu Sahasranama describes Virat. Sri Rudra Prashna describes, okay, both. Of course, Virat means Ishwara means what? Virat and Hiranyagarbha. So here, instead of talking about the Jagat, here Upalakshanam is taken. Let me tell you, Upalakshanam means an altar is taken. Agnihi, the fire is taken as a symbol of Virat. Bowing to Agni Devata is as good as bowing to the entirety of the cosmos, the gross manifestation. And the bowing to gross manifestation is as good as going to the subtle manifestation also. Subtle manifestation implies Antaryamishra also, ultimately the very truth. Therefore, here Agnihi is fire. Why Agnihi is called Agnihi? Agre Nayati iti Agnihi. The one who leads, one who takes all the oblations to the devatas is called Agnihi. You must know why the fire is called Agnihi. Agre Nayati iti Agnihi. When in performing any fire ritual, yajna yagaha, the priest kindle the fire first, and we reciting mantras, invoking the grace of specific devatas, they offer oblations into the fire. Oblations offered into the fire are believed to be carried, taken by the Agni Devata to all other Devatas. therefore that agnihi fire, anywhere fire is everywhere. When you light every day, you light a stove, so there's a fire. You cook to cook food when you light the fire, and you light to pray to Bhagavan, you light the lamp. So we use fire in different places, but here specifically the fire which is kindled to perform a ritual, a Vedic ritual, to offer oblations unto the devatas. That agnihi is yaga agnihi. The very word agnihi, the fire is called agni because agnihi literally means carrier, taker of oblations unto the devatas. And how can the fire take the oblations? Oblations are the food. Food offered unto the devatas. So, the vipor, ajyam, ghee, etc. That is the oblation. Of course, we put different things in keeping with different names of rituals, different devatas, different havis. Havis or different oblations are offered. So, that is why Havirbhuk, Agni is also known as Havirbhuk. Havirbhuk means what? Eater of oblation, carrier of oblations. Devamukh, mouth of devas, Devamukh. So many names are there for Agni. But specifically the word Agnihi used, Agnihi is the word appropriate name only as the carrier of oblations. Ahutihi agre devataha prati nayati iti agnihi. Okay. And that agnihi here is a symbol which as an altar which stands for a limbless form like a pratika. Okay. For the entirety of the inexplicably vast gross universe, cosmos. And the same Agni, the Agni which is kindled to offer oblations, the same Agni is there in every individual stomach as digestive fire known as Jataragnihi. Jatare Tishtanagnihi Jataragnihi. Yajna Kunde Tishtan Agnihi. Also there. Okay. That Agni here is invoked. Invoked means what? Agni is taken as an alambanam, symbol of the Virat Ishvara, who is in the mouth of the whole cause Jagat. In fact, to perform a fire ritual, to offer oblations, you have to kindle the fire first. To kindle the fire, you need fire first. And how do they get the fire? In order to kindle fire in the Yajna Kunda, they always use a specific thing called Aranihi. Vedic rituals, to perform a Vedic ritual, to kindle fire, they have to first produce fire. Nowadays, all our priests easily, they take the camphor and then put it in the lamp and then they put it into the Yajna Kunda. Very easy. We hardly see people using Arani. Okay. Aranihi is a name of a specific wooden product. And it has two pieces. One in the upper piece and the lower piece. It is made of wood only. No iron, nothing. Aranihi. And here, this Aranihi is taken to, first of all, to produce fire. In order to kindle the fire, they have to churn the Arani. In order to churn the Aranyu, we have two pieces. One is Uttara Aranihi. One on the top is called Uttara Aranihi. And one which is below, is the, which is the lower one is called Adhara Aranihi. Uttara Aranihi, Adhara Aranihi. So two Aranihi. Aranihi, Arani, Aranyaha. We have two Aranis. Uttara Arani, Adhara Arani. Uttara Arani, Adhara Arani. So they are the two pieces made of wood. So the lower one, the lower part of the Arani is actually is a small piece of log of wood. And this small piece of log of wood is actually of the, specifically of Ashvatha Vrikshaha. Ashvatha Vrikshasya. Ashvatha Vriksha. And this lower Arani, Adhara Aranihi, remains stable. It must be kept stable. It must be stationary. And it must have a scoop in the middle. And what do we do? The upper Arani, the Arani which is the upper one, is from a particular type of another tree called Sami tree. So this upper Arani is put inside the scope of the lower Arani and it is churned. When the lower upper Arani is churned inside the lower Arani, then what happens? Because the friction, then there must come what? The friction brings the fire out. So fire is not newly created. Fire is already there in an unmanifested form in the wood. The fire which remains unmanifested in the wood becomes manifested because of the friction caused by the churning of the upper Arani inside the lower Arani. The fire becomes produced. And this fire alone is taken to kindle the fire in the Agnikunda to offer oblations unto the devatas. Therefore, here, the very word, where is this Agnihi? Before he becomes manifested, before he is used as Agnihi, where did this Agnihi remain? Remains in the Arani. Therefore, the mantra says, let us remember, now we are talking about the Agnihi, because Agnihi is an altar for Virat, the inexplicably vast, gross universe, gross manifestation. We don't look at the gross universe, we look at it as Virat Ishvara. Completely different perspective, different perception. That is why for a scientist, it's only inert matter. For a Vedanti, for a Shastrajna, the whole Jagat is Ishvara. It is not a bundle of material energy. Okay. So, the people who perform rituals are Vaidika Karminaha. The performers of rituals are Vaidika Karminaha. Vaidika Karma ye Kurvanti se Vaidika Karminaha. Karminaha means what? Performers of rituals. Then, Yoginaha means people are given to the discipline of Vedic meditation. Okay, so yoginaha, meditators. Karminaha, performers of rituals. So performers of rituals invoke the grace of Virat as the Agnihi. Agnihi. And also meditators, people who meditate upon Virat also invoke the grace of Virat in the form of Agnihi. So we have Agnis, the individual Agnihi. Anything pertaining to individual is called Adhyatmam. Anything pertaining to the element is called Ishwara is Adidaiva. So here, the Vaishvanaraha Agnihi, otherwise called Jatara Agnihi, the digestive fire, is also taken as a symbol of Viradeshwara. So also this Yajna, the fire which remains unmanifested in the Arani, is also, which is used for performing ritual, is also looked upon as a symbol for Ishwara, Viradeshwara. Let us see the mantra now. Aranyornihito, aranyornihito jata veda, garbhaiva subhruto garbhini bhihi, aranyornihito jata veda, garbhaiva subhruto garbhini bhihi, dive diva idyo jagruvadbhir havishmadbhir manushyebhir agnihi. Dive diva idyo jagruvadbhir havishmadbhir manushyebhir agnihi. Dive diva idyo jagruvadbhir havishmadbhir manushyebhir agnihi. Yetadvaitat aranyornihito jata veda garbhaiva subhruto garbhini bhihi. In the mantra, nothing is said about Virat. So we should not get confused. They're talking about some Agni. Agni is discussed in this mantra as a symbol of Virat, the entirety of the gross manifestation. Okay. So Jata Vedaha, Jata Vedas, Sakaranta Shabda. Jata Vedaha is a Jata Vedaha, Jata Vedaha, Jata Vedas is the name of one of the names of Agni Devata. Okay. And here, this Jata Veda means Agnihi. Nihitaha asti. Jata Vedaha nihitaha asti. Jata Veda nihitaha asti. Mean what? Agnihi. Jata Vedaha Agnihi. Nihitaha asti. Jata Vedaha, don't take it as a plural word. Because you see, aha. No. It is a singular word only. Nihitaha asti. Agni remains hidden. Nihitaha means kept, placed, located. Nihita is a past passive participle. Nihita means kept, placed, located, hidden. So fire remains hidden where? Aranyoho. Why aranyoho? In two aranis, dual word. Aranyoho, aranihi, You must be Aranyam, isn't it? Aranyoho, because in the lower and the upper Aranis, in the two Aranis, Agnihi remains hidden. Agnihi is there. Agnihi is placed, kept hidden in the two Aranis. And here, so Garbhini Bihi, Garbaha Subhrutaha Iva. And that Agnihi, which remains, which is placed, which is kept hidden in the Aranis, is highly revered and protected, revered and protected. Why? Because that Agni is not ordinary fire, not looked upon as one of the inert elements, but that Agni is a symbol of Viradeshwara Bhagavan. Therefore, highly revered and protected by people who perform rituals, the ritualists, karmis, highly revered and protected by the meditators also. Okay. Like what? Garbaha Subhrutaha Iva. Just as fetus is carefully protected, thoughtfully, carefully, the utmost care, fetus is protected, well protected. So, Bhrutaha. Bhrutaha means protected. So, Bhrutaha means well protected, carefully protected, carefully taken care of. Okay? Well taken care of, carefully protected. Fetus, by whom? By all the pregnant women. Yatha garbhini bihi garbaha subhrutaha asti. Just as fetus is well taken care of or carefully protected by pregnant women, so also this Jatavedaha Agnihi, who's kept hidden in the Aranis, is highly revered and protected by Vaidikas, because that Agni symbolizes Virat Purusha, Virat Ishwara Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not Agni, but Agni is Bhagavan for us. The same thing you have to extend it to what? Every murti in your puja room, in Golu, every small leaf, everything that you keep there, even the broken, even the Vinayaka's wanting something is broken, something, everything is for us Bhagavan only. Bhagavan is not any of the forms, but every form there is Bhagavan. Therefore, our care also, our reverence also must be the same towards our murtis. Okay. So garbaha, garbhini bihi, garbaha subhrutaha iva, aranyoho nihitaha jatavedaha subhrutaha, kaihi, by whom? Karmi bihi, yogi bihi. I'm adding, supplying the words. Highly revered by meditators and performers of rituals, who all Vaidikas, with a tremendous reverence as Virat. Okay. See, this Bhr is the root, okay? Bharta, Bharya. There are adjectives. Bharta, protector. Rikaranta, Pullingi Shabda. Bharya, protected, potential passive participle. Isn't it? But Bhrta, past passive participle. Bharta, Bharya, adjectives. But Bhrta, participle. So, Subhrutaha, well protected. Garbaha garbhini bihi subhrutaha iva. Just as fetus is well protected by pregnant women, so also this Agni Bhagavan, who is kept hidden in the Aranis, who expresses himself, no? When the Aranis are churned, that who is used in performing the ritual, that Agnihi is highly revered and protected by Vaidikas. People who live the Vedic way of life, who perform rituals and who practice meditation upon Virat. Okay, one sentence is over. Next sentence. Dive divayidyo jagruvadbhihi havishmadbhihi manushyebhihi agrihi. Now, the word agrihi is directly used instead of the word jatavedaha. Second month sentence, we find the word agnihi. Agnihi idyaha. Idyaha. Idyaha is a potential passive participle. Idyaha means what? Worshipped. But still, we take it as a present tense thing only. Agnihi idyaha. Agnihi is worshipped. Agnihi is worshipped. Dive dive. It's a Vedic usage again. Okay? Diva means day. Dive dive idyaha. Literally, it means Agni is worshipped. Literally, it means what? Day after day. Every day. Literal meaning. But actually, here, the dive dive means actually in every time that is manifestation of Jagat. I will explain later on why, what difference is there. Okay. So, dive dive idyaha means this Agnihi is invoked highly with great tremendous reverence. Agni is worshipped. You cannot worship without reverence, isn't it? Worshipping means what? It implies reverence. Agni, worship means Agni is highly glorified. Worshipped. Idyaha. By whom? This Agnihi, which is protected well, like the fetus by the pregnant women, the Agni is protected and revered, reverence, but worshipped. By whom? Havishmadbihi, Jagruvadbihi, Manushyebihi. See, Manushyebihi again is Chandasa Prayogaha, Vedic usage. In conventional language, it must be how? It must be what? Manushyehi. By human beings, by people. Which people? Havishmadbihi. Havishmadbihi, Manushyehi. Havishmantaha, Manushyaha. Havishman means the person of oblation. The person who offers oblation, the offerer of oblation is performer of ritual. Therefore, Havishman means the person of oblation. Person of oblation means the person who is endowed with the oblation, the person who offers oblation, so the performer of ritual. Havishman is equal to performer of ritual. Havishmadbihi means by performers of rituals who offer oblations. And Jagruvadbihi. Jagruvat means the one who is alert. You can't be asleep and meditate, okay? You must be alert in any activity, every activity. Especially when mental activity, you must be very, very alert and focused. Therefore, Jagruvadbihi, the meditators who are highly alert. So, by all those people who, the performers of rituals, those offer oblations into the fire, and also the meditators who are highly alert, by all of them, Dive Dive Idyaha. By all those people who are performers of rituals and who are alert and meditative, by all of them, Agni Devata is worshipped daily with tremendous reverence as an altar for Virat. Not as an altar. Agni is Virat for them. Virat is not Agni, but Agni is Virat. And who is this Virat? Virat, we said, imagine all this gross forms, names and functions. Innumerable, countless number of forms, indicated by countless number of words or names, associated with countless number of functions or purposes, constitute the gross universe. The gross universe is elemental universe. The matter, material world, but this material world has no independent existence at all without the manifestation of knowledge. Without being perceived by the conscious sense organs, without being known in the conscious mind, conscious intellect, without the conscious being the knower, this known material world will be as good as non-existent. As I gave the example earlier, without light, opaque thing will be non-existent. Without the manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of reality as Ishvara, the gross universe will not be there at all. Therefore, the gross universe, Ishvara, the pure, formless, abstract consciousness, was distinct from this, the knower, without whose presence instruments of knowledge cannot be there. The object of knowledge also cannot be there. Knowledge also is not possible. There cannot be jnata. Without jnata, there cannot be jnanam and jnayam. Therefore, the gross universe is, the whole gross universe is nothing but manifestation of knowledge. I always love the way Pooja Swamiji used to explain to us. Everything here is knowledge. Every opaque thing shines in the light only. Every opaque thing is light. Every opaque thing which is said to be reflection of light is nothing but light. Light is not the opaque, but opaque is light because it shines. It doesn't exist outside of the light. Similarly, the entirety of the gross world of forms, names and functions, the world of plurality, the world of duality, doesn't exist outside of the light of consciousness. Olivil Odukkam. That's a nice book I read about Ramana Maharishi's book recently. You know what I'm saying? The whole Jagat shines means what cannot be separated from the whole objective universe is the experiencer consciousness. I'm using the adjective because just for your understanding. The whole Jagat is knowledge, manifestation of knowledge, which is Ishvara, which is Virat. That's why vividham rajate virajate iti virat. The one who alone shines as countless number of forms, names and functions is virat. Vibhu vidham bhati iti vibhu vidham rajate iti virat. Virat and vibhu are beautiful names of Mahavishnu. So here the whole jagat is what? Virat. So virat is Brahma. Hiranyagarbha is Brahma. Antaryamishvara is Brahma. The Brahman is not Ishvara. Brahman is, all these three different functional names are of only Bhagavan, only Ishvara. There is no Ishvara other than the truth. Ishvara is Brahma. No one said Ishvara is not there, okay? Ishvara's status is Mithya, but Ishvara is Sakshat Brahma. The Lord is Brahma for us. Where is Lord? There is nothing which is not the Lord here. All that is only the Lord. Okay, that is Brahma. So, Jagravadbihi Manushyehi, Havishmadbihi Manushyehi, दिवे दिवे अग्निः ईड्यः एतद्वैतत्। फॉर वॉट दिस द ट्रूथ ऑब्टेनिंग एज द नियरेस्ट सेल्फ the truth of the experiencer subjective knowledge, the content of I, which arrive at the abstract formless reality, which is of the edge of knowing, is the same truth of Ishvara, Swarupam of Ishvara, the whole. The Jiva and Ishvara are one and the same essential. And that essential, that only reality of Jiva and Ishvara, nothing but Brahma, Atma. Okay, the Bhashyam we'll see next class. It's all right. You have to see the Bhashyam. We'll see, because I have to explain a few lot of things here. With more time, we'll see next class. I'm going to stop here. Any questions?
Swaminiji, in verse 7, in the Bhashyam, Bhutaihi Samanvita, what is the Samanvita, the translation of it?
Correct. See, Anvita, Samanvita, both words are participles, okay? Endowed with. See, Pustakena Anvitaha, Surya Devaha. Pustakena Anvita Shivanangai. Anvita Padmini, Anvita Surya Devaha. See, Padmini, who has a book, who is endowed with. Anvita Samanvita means the same. Endowed with means having. So, Bhutaihi Samanvita means what? So, here the Hiranyagarbha, who is endowed with, means who has this, all these elemental products in terms of sense organs, organs of actions, physiological functions, body, etc.
So it's not separate, it's part of it.
Yeah, endowed with. Okay. And having along with. Bhutaihi saha vartate. So, bhūtaihi samanvitaha asti. Bhūtaihi samanvitaha asti. Bhūtaihi saha vartate. He is with all these things. He is with means what? I as I told you already. The reality with these things means with the manifesting media available for recognition. Is it clear? Samanvitaha. See, samanvitaha, some very quite out we get to. Anvita, samanvita mean the same. Sam is a prefix. See, endowed with. Endowed with. Dhana samanvitaha. Dhanen samanvitaha. Endowed with wealth. That is separable. Listen. Endowed with hands and legs. Like that. Endowed with the book. Having a book. Samanvita is a feminine word, because the word Adithihi is a feminine word. That's why. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.